Dear ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mohammed Mahjoub. I came to Canada in 19 on December 31st, 1995, as a refugee. I'm from Egypt. I am married and the father of two sons and stepson. 4.5 years later, I had arrested by the RCMP and the immigration official in 2000. Then since 2000 till now, I am still in detention. But my current situation, I'm under house arrest, complete house arrest, since March 11 of 2010. I am entitled to have a detention review every 6 months, which the Minister of Public Safety and the Minister of Immigration and Citizenship and their lawyer prevented me from my right. The last time I went to detention, I went to court for detention review was in 2009. Now we are in 2011. Until this moment, I didn't have a right to go to detention review because of the minister and their lawyer. However, I am under severe house arrest, which I'm not allowed to leave my residence at all unless to inform the CBSA, which is Canada Border Services Agencies, before I leave and after I come back, I have to let them know. Also, I am allowed only for 4 hours a day to leave my residence. I can't speak to anybody in the street. I can't do anything. My liberty, it is very, very limited, which I can say there is no liberty by any means under this severe condition. I can't go anywhere unless the CBSA approved that place, either to my lawyer's office or to see a doctor or anything else. However, I am under too much pressure by the CBSA and CSIS, which they submit information obtained by torture to the minister, which public safety minister and immigration minister, to sign the second security certificate in 2008. Then later on, the court found out too much information both to the minister was obtained by torture, and a designated judge found this in 2010. Again, any time I speak to my lawyer through the phone, the CBSA and CSIS, which is Canadian Security Intelligence Service, they intercepted my telephone or my call with my lawyer, which is illegal. And since 2000 and until 2010, all my conversation was tapped and recorded, listened by CSIS and by CBSA, which we found this in 2010. Again, as I said, the condition imposed on me by CSIS and CBSA, it has a massive mental, physical, and psychological impact on me and my family. My question to all audience over there, how do you feel if you are in my position? Do you think you will come to visit me after you heard about the condition imposed on me? Whenever you would like to come to visit me, you have to submit massive information to the CBSA, and they have to go through to make it security check about you or him or her, etc. I don't know how can I say more than I did or more than I said to you at this moment, because my situation is very critical, very troubled, and I don't know what to do after 11 years in a prison. I am not entitled to see the evidence against me, whether myself nor my lawyers as well. Everything is secret, behind the door closed. We couldn't find any other solution, and here we are. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Thank you.